This is KBSX 91.5. I'm Dan Greenwood. The Soder Fire southwest of Boise was officially contained this week after burning 445 square miles. Now the focus shifts to rebuilding the landscape. A team of 40 specialists recently spent 5 days in the field surveying the burned area. The Bureau of Land Management says the region is the agency's top rehabilitation priority. The head of the BLM, Neil Cornsey, will be in Boise today to talk about those efforts. TJ Clifford is one of the BLM experts that examined the burn scar. He spoke with our Samantha Wright about what his team found.
What we're seeing out there is pretty typical of a burn this size, except for the fact that there's not a lot of mosaic, so we don't have a lot of unburned islands within the perimeter. The fire has burned fairly intense, which means there's a high loss of the shrubs, the shrub component of the vegetation, as well as a lot of the grasses. You know, this is sagebrush habitat and supports the sage grouse and other wildlife species that rely on this. It is also forage for wildlife and livestock. All of these acres within this fire are associated with livestock grazing management and allotments and permittees that work on this land.
So you had mentioned that not a lot of areas were left unburned. Is that normal for a fire like this, or is that abnormal?
You know, that's a little abnormal. Usually we'll come into a situation like this, and you'll see the perimeter of the fire of 285,000 acres. Within that will be many islands of sometimes substantial size, 10 to 100 to even a couple hundred acres in size. In this particular instance, those unburned islands are usually less than about 5 acres. And even within that 5 acres, many times it appears that the shrub component has still been lost.
What are the biggest concerns that you have right now after having looked around at the landscape that the fire has left behind? What are you worried about?
Well, the most immediate threat that we've identified is the potential for roads and bridges to get flooded. We expect high increase to runoff from rainstorms of normal frequency, you know, 5 to 10 year rainstorm may result in a flood that looks more like a 25 to 50 to 100 year event. And that's going to cause problems for road and stream crossings, which have culverts, bridges, riparian areas important to fish. You know, even recreationists going into the area during a rainstorm need to be aware of some of these crossings that might flow a lot higher than they're normally used to. So we might install warning signs actually to warn them of these dangers that are not usually there. Another threat that we have is the invasives. The cheatgrass and Medusa head are there in lower quantities for the majority of the fire area. But now that the fire burned, that disturbance allows them to come in. They're a little faster. They come in earlier in the spring, so they beat most of the native vegetation. And so that's a very real threat in this situation for those non-native or exotic annual species to take over. And when those invasives take over, they change the fire frequency, as we've seen a lot right here in southwest Idaho. Something that's dominated by cheatgrass will burn almost every year. And so that change in fire frequency makes it very difficult to reestablish the shrub component, the sagebrush, so important to that area.
And what about that sagebrush? That takes a long time to come back, and that's very important for the animal that everybody's concerned about, the sage grouse.
Yeah, as you know, the sagebrush takes decades to reestablish, 30 years in most instances. And so one of the things we're looking at for the sagebrush is figuring out a way not only to take away the threat of the cheatgrass and Medusa head, but also to prevent future fires within the same area so that we have a full 30 years to reestablish that sagebrush and the habitat so important for the sage grouse. Some of the ideas that have worked in the past is using herbicides and starting early with the herbicides and then coming later with planting or seeding methods that will reestablish something that can compete or outcompete for a number of years, the cheatgrass and the invasives. But it's going to take 5, 10, maybe even 30 years to really reestablish that resilient vegetation in the area.
Rehabilitation team leader T.J. Clifford says his crew has 3 weeks to write their plan and get it approved by the BLM. The initial plan covers 3 years. The hope is to begin rehabilitation efforts as soon as October.